from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, former President Trump hosted a fiery rally at Madison Square Garden as he and Vice President Harris make their final push for votes with just over a week before Election Day. The Trump event reflected the former president's tone throughout his third White House campaign, in which he has torn into Harris in offensive and personal terms. Harris seeking to energize voters in Philadelphia. She needs strong turnout in the city to overcome Trump's strength in Pennsylvania's rural areas. We hear a lot about heated debates surrounding the offshore wind, but how much does it really matter to Jersey voters? Well, more than half support offshore wind, but most residents say the issue should not be a top priority for the Garden State. According to a new poll out of Stockton University, researcher Alyssa Maurice adds just 17% of respondents say a candidate's views on offshore wind would influence their vote a great deal.
One group that I will say we did see, they were a little more energized by the issue, a little more fired up, were voters in coastal counties. 29% of those voters said that it would impact their vote a great deal.
She says offshore wind may be more front of mind during an election that's highlighted by state and local races, not the U.S. presidency. Over 500,000 voters in New Jersey have already returned mail-in ballots. Early in-person voting is seeing high turnout as well. The state says more than 35,000 in-person voters showed up Saturday, the first day the polls were open. Each county has in-person locations that will open through Sunday, November 3rd. The stress of an election that's only 8 days away is becoming too much for some people whose eyes are glued to their phones. Experts say that if you're feeling anxious, you're not alone.
I get a lot of clients that will tell me that they're having difficulty getting a restful, peaceful night's sleep.
Rhonda Gaston heads the Military Family Clinic at Endeavor. She says if your patience is running out, put time limits on your phone. Social media should be set at 30 minutes a day. A new survey from the American Psychological Association finds that 69% of Americans are feeling stressed about the upcoming election. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. It's been super dry. Any relief in sight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The big weather stories for this new week: seasonably cool for now, then warming up big time, well into the 70s by Halloween. Our weather stays dry for now, but Friday actually looks at least partially wet. We're seeing mostly sunny skies across New Jersey today. You'll see some extra clouds build this afternoon. Highs reaching about 60 degrees. A few clouds tonight. It'll be chilly, but not quite as cold and frosty as last night. Lows dip into the lower to mid 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with a chance of a brief shower clipping North Jersey late day. Highs tomorrow, mid 60s, and then the big warm up really kicks in Wednesday. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, highs 70 to 75. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Union, it's 48. Long Branch 50, Vineland 49. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77. And stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.